If you have ever wondered what it really means to live awake and aware and in the present moment, this episode is for you. The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is your inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, incredible, and on purpose. It is your inner wisdom that guides you to live your highest potential and to experience all that you are and as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights, offerings, and truth that have helped others live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, be resilient, live empowered and free, and of course, of their authentic happiness. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients who have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When you awaken to this, you easily access the guidance of your inner wisdom, and you see the beauty of life unfolding in perfect ways to support you best as you manifest all that you want. Each episode is meant to offer something beautifully relevant and timely for you. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. Why is the present moment the only moment from which you truly live? Why is living in the present the path to wholeness and self-love? Perhaps you've heard some of this, and my hope is that in my words, something will resonate different, and that you will seek to live far more of your life in the present. All of the moments of your life that you live fully are lived in the now. You can only live in the present. When the present goes by unnoticed, it is lost. That moment existed, but you were unavailable, distracted, preoccupied with the past or future. It may have been something that a loved one said with all of their heart. It may have been a moment when someone needed your full attention and you remained distracted, or a moment in which your child took their first step. You saw it happen, but you really didn't witness it fully. Your mind was elsewhere. You were not fully engaged in now. You lived that present moment in the absence of your full attention. We have all lived in the fullest expression of our life. And we have also all missed life-affirming moments or lived the moments of our life in a way that does not serve our highest good. It's not about doing anything wrong as much as it is about being observant of what you give your attention to and to choose far more moments in which you live awake and present. For you to experience more moments lived in full presence, you need a point of awakening. The means from which you can find and live in now and where you can return when you notice that you are missing life's vibrant beauty and the inherent messages that guide and offer you what is needed. Your point of awakening is both cognitive and physiological. It is your decision first to focus on what is, to align the mind with what is true, and not the stories that you may have once lived in and which remove you from the present. It is also the choice to witness your breath as a point of focus, always in motion, always a guide and a path into now. When you have lost your way, when the momentum of life has sped up and you are thinking of past or future and reacting rather than experiencing, choose to mindfully live awake, your attention focused in the witnessing of your present moment experience and the return to your breath, in flow and always your anchor point to the present moment. In this episode, I share the experiential practice of mindful presence of breath and several life hacks that will help you to enjoy the full experience of the present moment. To do one thing at a time, to devote your attention completely to this, and to take in the experience with awareness, using as many of your senses as you can. You may always decide to refocus into now, quieting the mind as you find your breath, as it leads you into full attention of the present moment. When you are here and in now, you are of your perfect nature. You are in this moment, and each moment that you witness what is. You may focus onto your breath as an object of your awareness or an activity, and just this, for even a few brief moments before you engage your attention onto a thought or feeling and where that takes you. A secret to hold presence is to take in this moment in full appreciation, in full awareness, in full enjoyment or awe or wonder, without critique or judgment, and without wishing something different. This allows for the richness of your experience before you. Your breath and your deliberate desire to embrace your consciousness will bring you into the perfection of now. Think of this as a practice in living awake and aware, and of your ability to reconnect with the eternal part of you and in the absence of clock time. Eternal is the oneness of this moment. It is the awareness that there is only now. You live here in the full expression of life, in this moment and the next, and the next, and the next. Awareness of the fluidity of the present and that it is fleeting reminds us of the preciousness of each moment of life. Out of the present moment, you are out of the matrix, and in the moment-by-moment witnessing of everything external and all that your senses reveal, now holds the richness of free will choice to act upon everything, to feel, to be. In the absence of inner dialogue, you witness your senses. Your intuition guides your experience. To experience the beauty and perfection of life as it is in this moment, in each moment, you must also choose the attention you give to your senses. To allow yourself to take in the non-physical aspects, permeable to what is. My client, Jessie, caught up with me for a session to ask for some strategies, as she was finding her patience to be short and to have a low tolerance of stress as she was preparing to enter a busy season in her industry. We discussed a return to the present moment, to use simple practices that would help her gain presence in order to best choose her responses. These consisted of deep breaths, focusing inward on her heart center as she reconnected with her inner calm, and by placing one hand onto her upper chest for self-soothing and a few moments of focused breathing. We also discussed other means of being present and engaged that would help her make the best responses. At times when she was called upon to present or to give input and share her knowledge as an expert. To return to the present, she would share gratitude, offer positive words, and ask any questions that would engage her mind in what was directly in front of her, making it possible for her to release anxiety as her present moment experience would override any fear. When we return to now, we can focus in what we are thinking, saying, and doing, rather than hold distractions by thinking of the past or future. Jessie was also reminded of how valuable it was for her to be outdoors and in nature, and to create regular timeouts, to take a break, to close her eyes for a moment, and to breathe. These willing intentions would help her unplug from the busy chaos around her and from her rapid thoughts, and to reconnect with life and the present moment. It only takes a moment to decide, am I being present? And then to give your full attention to what is in front of you, or to unplug attention that is unfocused in order to focus onto your breath, and for a few breath cycles, for you to live here for a time in now. In the presence of your breath, you calm the body and mind quite naturally, as you are witness to your experience, and as you engage in the consciousness of pure awareness. In the present, you still and quiet the mind for precious moments, and you find your deeper source of oneness with all of life. Your intuitive presence becomes the guide for what action you take, what inspiration moves you, what you are now witness to as you give your full attention to this. To have presence is to savor each moment. The moment you critique something, you have pulled yourself out of experiencing of the present, and you are now analyzing, critiquing, perhaps judging. While there is a need for this at times, just be aware that to do so moves you out of the pure awareness of your senses in the present. It is to witness as an observer in the absence of critique and judgment. What invites you into the present moment is your ability to notice, to be aware and awake, to observe with an attitude of curiosity, neutrality, clear and present wonder, and to have gratitude for what you are witness and alive to. A simple way to know if you are living present and mindful is to pause for a moment and close your eyes. What do you see? This is a bit of a trick question because in the present moment and with your eyes closed, you are relying on your other senses to provide information. In the present moment, you engage with your senses. You give yourself the perfect witnessing of now. You are aware of inner sensations and the language of your body in communication with you. All of this is to suggest that you find presence in what is at this moment, and each moment you witness with awareness. You may also notice how these moments of being attentive are the perfect examples of what it is to be present to life. Then, as you open your eyes, you take in more through your vision. We are all constantly in flow between past, present, and future. It is not that we need to live mostly in the present. Rather, it is that we need to be more attentive to what our present moment is, and to realize that as we close our eyes, as we formulate some aspect of our future, that the present is a place to exist in the perfection of calm, through the careful witnessing of breath as an ever-present source of peace that you exist out of. Here is one way to experience more peace, more gratitude, and the enjoyment of life as it is here and now. Take mini breaks of 3 to 5 minutes, often, in which you close your eyes. Pay attention using your senses to what you observe. A thought can arise and you can observe it. You can allow it to lead you into another thought or a flurry of conscious or unconscious thinking. Or you can, like watching a balloon filled with helium and released into the air, float upwards towards the sky, and in a direction guided by the wind. You can observe thoughts enter and then pass through the mind without engaging in them. As you notice a thought, as you allow it to pass, you can note it. If it is a thought worth remembering, you may write it down and return to the experience of witnessing now, unfolding moment by moment. Another way to train yourself to live far more in the present is through the practice of meditation, and specifically, a guided meditation to help you experience the present moment. I have created one that I would love for you to experience. It follows next, and I will also leave a link for it in the description for you to download and listen to again. There is no previous meditation experience required, only the mindful awareness as you follow along. Please take in the next several minutes to experience a mindfulness meditation of the present moment, to witness the calm that you are capable of feeling, and to achieve this all in the witnessing of your breath. Enjoy this meditation experience into the present moment. We begin with the experience of the present moment. I would like you to have this practice for your own, to help you experience the beauty of life's wonder in perfect ways as you hold your attention in the present. As you live in now, and as you witness the incredible gift of doing so that fills your heart and allows you to receive the gentle awareness and insight that you discover from this moment. Let's experience presence together. Begin where you are. Settle into an even more comfortable posture. And raise the top of your head gently, slightly, up towards the sky. Lengthening your spine. You may be seated or standing or lying as you gain presence in now. I'd like to begin with eyes closed. It gives you an inner source of reflection and a wonderful means of connecting with yourself. If you prefer your eyes open, find a focus point to begin. And then as we continue, your eyes will lead you to more of what you can be aware of. This may be one of the most simple meditation experiences of your life, and something that you will most easily replicate often. For the mind to quiet, you soothe and calm the mind with your breath, and also engage the mind, much like how, as a child, you could be engaged for hours in any activity that you enjoy. This is also why you are present and focused when you are enjoying an experience. Let's begin using the focus point onto your breath. Already in motion, always in motion. Find your breath cycle, the inhalation and exhalation, and allow your mind to attend here in the witnessing of what is noticed. As you find your breath and give it your full attention for the next 30 seconds, be aware, just notice. Observe what you may not have noticed nor experienced before. I will be right here doing the same, and I will rejoin you shortly. Well done. It matters not if you were able to focus without distractions. It matters that you were able to be in the space and time of now for as long as you were. And so that you may reflect upon what you noticed and what you are still aware of, including the subtle rise of your chest as you breathe in. The sound of your breath as you bring it in through your nose, and of gentle release as you breathe out. It only needs to be for a few moments as you witness what is. You can focus on anything, and for a time, in the presence of now, you just notice. You mindfully notice, bringing your attention to what you observe with childlike curiosity and wonder. And perhaps gratitude for this moment and the next. And the next. This is the present moment. Any time that you are here, completely here, taking in your experience, savoring now with eyes open or closed, you are in the presence of now. It is here in now that you have the true free will choice to be. To feel. to know. To decide. To wonder. And to smile. It's right here where you are now. Take this into your life, into what you live each day. Be present far more often and witness all of life's beauty and wonder. In the present, you don't have worry of future moments. You are also not reliving the past. Here, you are living fully in the life that you have been given. This moment, each moment in full awareness, in presence. And in the perfect beauty of now. Give yourself a few more moments here. Anchoring the experience of the present moment in your body. And when you are ready, gently open your eyes and witness of now. And to notice how you feel in the present. Carry this into the rest of today. This is you in the heart of this moment. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.